Today's Shir Masechet Gittin Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Beis on an Aleph at the Mishnah, the new Perek. Hashleich get l'ishtoi, and somebody sends a get to his wife, v'higia, and he then catches up with the shliach. As we'll learn in the Gemara, v'higia v'shliach, he reaches the shliach before the shliach reaches the wife, before he reaches his destination with the get. Or he sent after this shliach another shliach, v'amaloi, to tell the shliach, get shenasati loch, the get that I gave, bottle who, should be considered bottle, should be nullified, hareza bottle. The halacha is that the get is now considered nullified. As we will see in the Gemara, the point of our Mishnah is that one cannot be mevatel a get. A get is a get. The get stands on its own two feet. What is happening in our Mishnah, in our Gemara, we will learn, is that one is nullifying the shlichus. He appointed someone to be the shliach, and now he's saying, I don't want you to carry out the shlichus. Although, the Rishonim explain, our Gemara, our Mishnah Gemara, referring to a situation that there's a shlich hoylocha. As we explained at the beginning of the Masechta, there are two types of shlichus. There's a shlich l'haylocha and shlich l'kabbalah. Shlich haylocha is a shlich that the husband appoints that he should take the get to the wife, and that until the get arrives at the wife's hands, the get has not accomplished anything. So therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that a shlich l'haylocha, till he arrived at his destination, the husband can be mevatel. But once the shlich kabbalah, that means the wife appointed somebody who should accept the get on her behalf from the husband, that the moment she gets the get, the shliach kabbalah gets the get, it's final. And as we're going to learn in the Mishnah in a moment, once the wife gets the get, it's too late to undo it. Although there is one exception that the Rambam teaches us, that even though the wife got the get, you could still nullify it. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, what would be the halacha, and we discussed this case many times, if a husband gave a get with a stipulation that you're receiving the get today, but should not be effective until 30 days from now. So even though the wife actually has the get in her hand, since the get is not effective until 30 days from now, so the husband has the ability to be mevatel until that 30th day comes. Then I saw interesting shaila. We're learning the situation where there was a shliach, and the husband was mevatel the shlichus. He undid the shlichus. Could he undo his undoing? That means first he says, I don't want the shliach to take the get. And then he says, he changes his mind and says, you know what? I do want the get to be valid. Is the halacha that once the shlichus was nullified, you can't change your mind anymore? Or can it still be done? And it's really the subject of a machloikus rishonim. And I saw that the Achroiner, Baron Leish Steinman, in the Sefer Ayelos HaShachar, explains what is the machloikus based on. What does bittul shlichus accomplish? Does bittul shlichus accomplish that what the husband did from the beginning is now null and void? If that's the case, the get is finished. You can't do anything more with this get. If, however, the bittul shlichus is only from here on in, so just like you could change it now, you could change your mind again. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah gives us another way how the husband could undo the shlichus. Meaning very simple. Let's say the husband doesn't know where the shlich is, or he can't find him, but he knows where his wife is. So what he does is, Kidem etzel ishtoi, he arrives to his wife before the get arrives to his wife. Or sheshalach etzel shliach, or he sends a shliach to his wife and tells the wife, get vamalo, get sheshalachtilach, either he or a shliach, tell the wife, I've sent you a get, but you should know that the get that you're going to receive, bottle who, it should be considered bottle, is the halacha, I raise a bottle, that is another way of being mevatel to get. However, says the Mishnah, as we said a moment ago, once the get arrives in the woman's hand, then shuv eno yochel avatli. Now it's too late to do bittul. And the Rashba points out that even though we know throughout halacha, the halacha is toich kedei dibur kedibur domi, and therefore if I want to accomplish something, even if I just did it, I have the amount of time of Toch Kedei Dibur, Shalom Alech Rebbe, Shalom Alech Rebbe Meiri, to change my mind. That is in all areas of halacha. But when it comes to Gittin Kedushin, point out the Rajban. This is the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Once the get was given to the woman's hands, once the kedusha was given to the woman's hands, that is it. And even Tosh Kedei Dibur, it cannot be retracted. Continues the Mishnah. B'Rishayna Ha'Oysa Bezdem Ha'Mokim Acher Umevatli. At the beginning, the halacha was that you can make a bezdin elsewhere. Not with, you don't have to have the wife or the shliach in front of you. You could just sit, have a bezdin sit, and the bezdin, and the husband could come in front of the bezdin and tell the bezdin, I want to be mevatel the shlichus. The Meiri quotes two pshatim and how to understand the Mishnah. What does it mean, ha'yoysa bezdin? One pshat is, the wife and the shliach could be on the other side of the world. The husband, as long as he's doing it before the get arrived into the woman's hands, sat down and convened the bezdin, how many members there are in the bezdin we'll learn later in the shir mitzvah shem, and told him, I want to be mevatel the get is mevatel. That's one pshat. The Meiri then says, that is really difficult to understand. So he suggests that what the Mishnah means is that they had to have the bezdin at least in the place where the wife and the shliach were. But you don't have to have the wife and the shliach there. As long as the bezdin is in the same town, that's adequate. What would be the nafkamina to pshatim? What would be if you have a bezdin in a city where the wife or the shliach are, but the wife and the shliach are not there? According to the first pshat, it won't work. According to the second pshat, it will work. Hiskerim gmiel zokin, shloi oisa came up neitikon oilam, which we will discuss at great length in mitzvah shem in tomorrow's shir. Says the Gemara, higiyoi loik tani. Am Mishnah doesn't say higiyoi, which would mean that the husband who sent a get to his wife, sent a shliach to deliver a get to his wife, deliberately now changed his mind and goes and meets the shliach and tells him, and goes to catch up with the shliach and says, you know what, I'm changing my mind. Ella higia. It means that he met vafil memela. Means like this. The husband sent the shliach. As far as he knows, the shliach is going to deliver the get. And then he happens to be walking in the street, and he meets the shliach and tells him, you know, I sent a get to my wife, changed my mind. Says the man of Philip Amila. Even if he didn't go out to meet the shliach, if he meets the shliach and tells the shliach, I'm being mevatel, it's adequate. The lawyer meaning, because we don't say, Lutsuure Kamachavin. The fact that we don't see that the husband went out to find the shliach, that should seem to indicate that he really doesn't mean this. Because if he really wanted to undo the shliachus, he should have gone out deliberately, intentionally, to look for the shliach. We don't find that that's the case in the Mishnah. Doesn't make a difference. As long as he tells the shliach, before the get was delivered, I'm being mevatel the shlichus, it's enough. We don't say, letzur kamachavim. And we have a machloikis, Rashi and the Rajba, how to understand letzur kamachavim. Rashi explains, letzur kamachavim, that maybe all he meant was to delay the giving the get. Since we don't see that he went specially to find the shliach, maybe he meant was, I do want to give the get, but I want to cause her some anguish, and I'm going to delay giving the get for 2-3 months. That's Rashi's pshat. The Rajba says he doesn't see that in the Gemara. And what the Rajba says, maybe all he means is just to bother her. He knows the get's a good get. He just wants, obviously, they're getting divorced, they're not on the best of terms, and he just wants to bother her. Kamashman, if he tells the shliach, under any circumstances, my intent is to be mevatel the shlichus, under any circumstances, it's valid. Oy, the next case in the Mishnah was shesholach achrav shliach, that he sent a shliach to mevatel the first shliach. So ask the Gemara Lamali, what's the difference if the husband is mevatel the shlichus, or he appoints someone to mevatel the shlichus on his behalf? Answers the Gemara, madu taim eloyo limu shluchasei de basra, I would think that the second shliach has no more authority than the first shliach, and therefore the second shliach should not have the ability to be mevatel the first shlichus. Only the husband has that ability. Kamash Malan, that just like the husband can be mevatel the shlichus, he could appoint somebody to be mevatel the shlichus on his behalf. So the Chazon Ish and all the Achronim obviously asked the question. One of the fundamental halachas we know is shlucha shaladim kamaisai, that somebody could appoint the shliach to do something he could do himself. So why would I think that the husband can be mevatel the shlichus, but he can't ask somebody to do it on his behalf? So the Chazon Ish says, and this goes back to a fundamental halacha in understanding the Mishnah. The Chaznish says that when somebody is mevatel l'shlichus, he says you have to have edim. It's a davar shebe'erva. Ain davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. So we see that a point, making a shliach is a very serious thing, and being mevatel l'shlich is very serious. You need to weigh them. And therefore I would think that it has to have a lot of strength to it, and therefore maybe a shliach should not work in this case, even though it works in all other areas of halacha. Teaches us the Mishnah that shlichus could work here too. The next case of the Mishnah, kidem hu etzel ishta lamali. If he could tell the shliach, I didn't mean it, he could certainly tell the wife. Why does the Mishnah have to teach us that then? Says the Gemara again, matatema kiloi mina letzuri kamachavin. Where do we say that we can't assume that the husband is just doing this to cause anguish to his wife? Hanimil shliach. Why would he tell the shliach that I don't mean, that I want to retract the shlichus, if he didn't mean it? The shliach is not, he has no issue with the shliach. Avul the dog. But when he meets the wife, there, since we don't see that he set out to tell the wife, there certainly he was just doing it to cause her anguish. And therefore, unless we see that he really meant what he said, maybe it shouldn't mean anything. If he told the wife, I'm looking to be mevatel the shlichus is mevatel. So Taisus and other Rishonim ask the obvious question. The man is telling his wife, I'm being mevatel the shlichus. He's saying it loud and clear. How can we even have a havamina? How can we have a havamina that we should think that doesn't mean anything? So the Rishonim answer, the Gemara never meant to say that if the husband tells his wife, I'm being mevatel the shlichus, it's just letzur kamachavin, and the get is 100% fine. What the Gemara is considering is, maybe we had this concept more than once already, maybe she should be in the status of mugureshes v'ena mugureshes. She's not married, and she's not divorced. The Gemara never meant to assume that she should be considered completely married. The Gemara is saying we shouldn't be able to identify what is her status. Kamash malon, that if he tells her, under any circumstances, I'm retracting the shlichus, the get is no get, and they're 100% married. The next case the Mishnah told us was a shesholach etzlo shliach, that if he wasn't the one to tell her directly that I'm being vatel the shlichus, he sent a shliach to tell us that. Says the Gemara, lamali, why do I need to tell us that case? Answers the Gemara, ma'atayim iu hu deloy taruch adata letzura. He wouldn't say it to her if he didn't mean it. Av shliach, nalich b'slei, it's human nature. People are more concerned about themselves than they are about others. So he, if he says something to his wife, he obviously means it. The shliach, we don't care so much if we bother people. So maybe when the husband told the shliach, tell my wife I'm retracting, he didn't really mean it. He just wants to bother her. So it doesn't really bother him that he's making the shliach into a pawn. And vadalitzur kamachavin, kamash malon, that if he tells the shliach to tell her that I'm retracting, we take it at its face value and it's considered a full-fledged retraction. Then the Mishnah teaches us, Ibn Shigir let Yadoi, once she received the get, and she's considered divorced, the halacha is any yachal avatloi. Ask the Mar Pshita. Once she gets the get, we've been learning Masech the get in 30 blot already, that is the termination of the marriage. There's no more connection between the husband and the wife. Why would the Mishnah need to tell us this then? Answers the Gemara, Letzricha the mehedolemi karl of Atule. The case, this is the way Tosfos explains the case of the Gemara. He sent a shliach to deliver the get to the wife. And the shliach sees that the husband is running after him. So what does the shliach think? Why is this man running after me? He can't wait to end this marriage. And he's running after me to make sure that I deliver the get to this wife very quickly. But that really wasn't his intention. His intention was actually to tell him that I don't want you to deliver the get. And again, we go back to Tosfos' understanding. The husband's running after him. That means as follows. If the husband wasn't running after the shliach delivered the get, and then the husband says, you know, I wanted to change my mind, too late. Here he was running after him. It was just what? The shliach had a misunderstanding in what the husband's intent was. Was it that the shliach thought that the husband's running after him to push him to deliver the get quicker, when actually the husband's intention was just the opposite. So we therefore should think that from when he started running after him, since it's just based on the shliach's misunderstanding, therefore the halach ought to be that the get is already mevutal from when the husband ran after the shliach. Why should we base this divorce on the shliach's misunderstanding? The halach is that no. Since the get was delivered before the husband expressly told the shliach, your shliach is his bottle, the get is a good get. Why? So Pasha Pshat is because it's Dvarim Shebalev. If you didn't say it, it isn't anything. Dvarim Shebalev and Dvarim. Specifically, the Mefarshim explain, when we speak about Hilchus Gittin, where we've learned Baruch Hashem so many times in describing Hilchus Gittin, the need for clarity is so critical. And if the husband didn't clearly express his intent to be mevatel the shlichus is not batel. Continues the Gemara. Tana Bodin. Now the Gemara begins to discuss terminology, language. Which language expresses bittel and which language does not express bittel? Says the Gemara, bottle who? If the husband used the language of bottle, e'ef shabai, and I'm interested in the get, dvarav kayamin, then that is a way of nullifying the get. However, if he said posel who, the get is posel, or ain't a get, or he says that the get is not a get, I'm a klum. And the simpler way of explaining the Gemara is because he can't say posel who. The get is a good get, there's nothing wrong with this get. Or he can't say ain't a get, it's not a get, it is a get. What he could say is, I want to nullify the get, but he can't say it's not a get when it in actuality is a get. So the Rishonim ask, why do I need the Braisa? The Mishnah, first words of the Mishnah, not the first words, but the Mishnah, the third line says batlu, that if the husband said batlu, hareza batlu. So I don't need the Braisa to teach me, then I learned it from the Mishnah. So the Ramban actually says the Gemara could have brought a raya from the Mishnah. But the Gemara, that's the Gemara is bringing a raya from the Braisa. Another pshat that the Ramban says, the purpose of our Mishnah is not to teach us the terminology that affects bittel. The purpose of our Mishnah is to teach us that there is such a concept of bittel. There is such a concept that a husband can retract the get. But the Mishnah's purpose is not to teach us the details how bittel is affected. That is the purpose of the Braisa. So the Rishonim also ask, the halacha is, we've learned this at the beginning of the Masechta already, that if a husband were to come and say that the get was written shloi l'shmo, if the husband will come to say that the get was written in the mechubar, he would be believed. So why when he says posel, is he not believed? Maybe what he's saying is that it was written shloi l'shmo. Maybe what he's saying is that it was written shloi b'mechubar. So I sort of try to give two answers to this question. One answer is, the fact that the get is properly signed, and the husband doesn't say that that's what happened, we can't attribute that to the that's what the husband meant. Moreover, the Rishonim say, if that's what the husband meant, that the get was written shloi l'shmo, that the get was written b'chubar, he should have said it. Why do you use the words pasul? So elamai, what must he be meaning to say? What he means to say is that the get is disqualified. You can't say it because the get is a good get. However, the Paiskim do indicate that even though we're learning now and we're going to learn more examples of terminology that is not valid, the halacha still, the Paiskim say, is that whenever a husband uses wording as weak as the wording should be or not be, automatically kium is going to be required. Lememra, ask the Gemara, the bottle, lishna d'levatel mashma. As we're going to learn, for bittel to be able to take place, the wording of the bittel has to speak to the future. I am being mevatel the shlichus. So here we're saying that when somebody uses the word bottle, that's what he indeed means. Otherwise, it wouldn't be an acceptable way of accomplishing bittel, that the Braisa says that is an acceptable way of accomplishing bittel. Ask the Gemara, Vam Rabba Bar Eva, Om Rav Sheshes, Ramalei Om Rabba Bar Vua, Bekabu Matono. If somebody was given a gift, Lach Shebos Matono Liyodoi, if after the gift was given to him, he says, Matono Zum Vatelis, I don't want the gift. Or he says, Tibotel, Yef Shebos Liyom Eklum. However, if he used the words, Batelihi, it's not a gift, Eina Matono, Dvarav Kiyomim Alma Batami Karamashma. Let's explain the Gemara. This is the way Rashi explains the Gemara. Rashi explains the Gemara as follows. I give you a gift. You have a right to say, I don't want the gift. Here, for that to be effective, you have to say, I don't want the gift. Whereas by get, the Lashon HaBitul has to speak to the future. By a matana, for it to be considered not a gift, it has to speak to the past. I don't want the gift. It's not a gift. I never took it. So we suggest right away to focus on the Gemara's question. So what does the word batul mean? Does it mean the future? Does it mean the past? The brises seem to contradict each other. If by get, batul is a valid terminology, and we're saying the terminology to be valid by get has to be future tense, so obviously batul speaks to the future. The word batul speaks to the future. But matana, for it to be good wording, it has to speak to the past. And here the brises says the batul is good wording for matana. So what is batul? One brisa seems to say it's talking to the future. One brisa seems to say it's talking to the past. That's the Gemara's kasha. But now let's understand the question a little better. What's the difference by matana? Rashi points out to us. What's the difference by matana that if I say I don't want the gift, if I say it before I got it, or I said it after I got it, I don't want it. What's the difference? So Rashi says a very simple teretz. Certainly if you give me a gift and I don't want it, I have a right to say, I don't want it. What's the difference when I say it? But that's only where my statement, my declaration, that I don't want to get, doesn't adversely affect anyone else. But sometimes my making that statement could have an adverse effect on someone else. How? Let's say I owe money to people. And I, chas v'shalom, have no money of my own. And now this gift becomes mine. I'm not empowered to say I don't want the money. My saying that I don't want the money will affect you, the person I owe money to. I have no right to do that. So if I say it before the money, before the gift was ever mine, then I have a right to say it. But to say it after I received the gift and now change my mind, it's too late. That's pshat in this brisa. The brisa is saying that the only time in a situation where I owe other people money that I have the right to say I don't want the gift is if I say it bottled before the gift became mine. But if I say it after the gift became mine, I have no right to do it to affect you adversely. So here we see the bottle means originally, backwards. And here, by get, we see bottle means in the future. So how do we understand the word bottle? We have a contradiction of brises. Amar Abaya, answers Abaya. Bottle shtela shadis mashma. Again, we're going to follow Rashi's pshat. Bottle can mean forwards or can mean backwards. Mashma the bottle, it means into the past, or mashma the levetel, it can mean into the future. Gab the get, lishn the behani bekomer. Gab the matana, lishn the behami bekomer. Again, Rashi's pshat. Rashi's pshat is like this. Bottle can mean either way. So since it can mean backwards or can mean forwards, into the past or into the future, so we always use it in the proper context. Because certainly we want somebody, we want someone's words that he says to have meaning and validity. So by a get, what we need it to mean to the future, we say that's what batul means. By a matana, that it will only have validity if it means into the past, we say it means the past, because the word batul can be defined either way. That's how Rashi learns. The Ritva learns a different pshat. He says the word batul means from the past into the future. It has in it, it doesn't mean that I could pick and choose. It has both in them. And therefore, by the matana, I apply the past aspect of the word bottle. And by get, I apply the future aspect of the word bottle. Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Naktinon, the following halacha we know. Shliach matana, harek shliach get. The shliach of a matana has the same din of a shliach haget. Says the one, what does that mean? Nafkamina ha'ilich lavkas chidana. Again, this is the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara. We've learned earlier in our Masechta, we spent Baruch Shem time discussing this halacha. Zochen la'adam shloi b'fonav. That means like this. If I say If I say, the simplest case, this Gemara is Hefker, it's my Gemara, I say it's Hefker, and you go and you pick it up on behalf of someone else, so you're doing that person a favor. It becomes that other person's. A get, we said earlier, is certainly not a schus. So that means, if somebody gives a get, or somebody has a get, and he gives a get to a shlich to give to his wife, to get, as we learned in the Mishnah, is not a get until it arrives to the wife. The shlich is not, there's no schus in a get. So it only becomes a get when the wife actually receives it. What about a case like this? What would be a case if I have give matana? I'm saying, I ask you to be a shliach to give someone a matana on my behalf. So if I didn't say any specific wording, if I just leave a matana for someone else, so second, you pick it up, you're zoich in the matana on behalf of that individual. Zochn l'odom shloi b'fonav. However, says the Gemara, if I said hoylich, if I ask you to take this matana to someone else, says the Gemara, in the word hoylich is included, that I don't want you to pick up and be zoiche in the gift on behalf of that individual. I don't want the gift to be effective until it actually arrives into the hands of the person who I'm sending the gift to. What will be the nafkamina? Gevaldig nafkamina. If we say it's zochen l'adam shloi b'fonav, so the moment that you picked up the gift on behalf of that individual, it's his. And I can't change my mind. However, if we say that it's not considered a gift until it actually arrives in your hand, so therefore, if I retract prior to it arriving in your hand, I would have the right to do it. That's what the Gemara is saying, that even by gift, if I use the word heilach, I meant that the gift shouldn't be a gift until it actually arrives in your hands, and I could change my mind. Says the Gemara, Ravina Ashkech L'Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Ravina Nek Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, the Toy V'Koy B'Ibra D'Dasha. He was standing by the doorway. And I saw a beautiful pshat. What does the Gemara have to tell us where he was standing? He's standing by the door, he's standing by the table. So the Farshim say he was standing by the doorway. When does one stand by the doorway? On his way out of the shir. He's finished learning, he's leaving the yeshiva. Usually, when somebody's on the way out, he already finished. I finished the shir today. I finished the learning from today. The lesson of the Gemara is, this person is leaving the yeshiva, but he's still thinking and learning. Chaparai, nocha shayla, nocha vart and learning. And he asked him, v'kambayle, bottle mahu, if you use the word bottle, without bottle yehei, just bottle, teiku. So I saw that the Paish can say, so we're learning the word bottle itself is not necessarily effective. The halacha, this is more relevant to people from Chassidish background. The halacha is as follows. If one bakes matzahs Erev Pesach after Chatzos, he could be doing a great mitzvah, and he could be doing an aveira also. Because if there are pieces of dough that don't get baked, and they turn into chametz, after Chatzos and Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz anymore. So what does the Shulchan Aruch tell us to do? That the person, before he starts making the dough, should say that if there's any pieces of dough that are left over that aren't baked, hefker, they should be hefker. So the Taz says, if somebody uses the wording piru in hefker, it's not going to work. Because our Gemara says, just using the word bottle without saying bottle, yay, it's not good. So in other words, if you want to bake matzahs Erev Pesach and you want to say this wording, you should be careful, says the Taz, to say Puruin Hefka Yehei. The Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says even if you say Puruin Hefka, it's enough. Why? So the Magen Avraham says as follows. Really, we know, the Gemara says a number of times in Masechta Pesachim, the Chometz and Pesach, the Torah says, is really not mine. Awesome, because of Rishusai, the Torah only leaves it in my Rishus that I should be over the lav by Rabbi Matzah. But technically, it's not mine. So since my level of ownership in these Peruin is a lot less than my normal level of ownership, so therefore, even this inadequate Lashon of Peruin after is good enough. That's one pshat. Another pshat that the Pais can say is you can't compare Hefker to Bittel. To affect Bittel, you have to use a very strong language. And therefore, you have to say Bottle Yehei. Hefker is much easier to accomplish, and therefore, just using the words Peru and Hefker would be adequate. I mean, it shouldn't be much of a Shiloh. Just say Peru and Hefker Yehei, and you won't have any Shiloh. So the Gemara continues in discussing some terminology which is effective and some terminology which is not effective. Amar Rav Sheshis, Ramay B'Masnisa Tana. Getzer Layoil. This get shouldn't help. Layatit shouldn't release my wife. Layazav, it shouldn't let her leave my home. Layishlach, it shouldn't send it away. Layigarish, it shouldn't accept, it shouldn't affect Gerishin. Yecheris. Yecheris, it's meaningless. They're the Dvar of Kayomim. Because all of these, as we learned earlier in the Shir, speak to the future. However, if he said, Eina Moil, this get is useless. Eina Matir. Eina Maziv. Eina Mishaleich. Eina Megarish. Cheris who? Kecheris who? Layamakulam. And as we explained earlier in this year, because the fact is it is a good get, and my saying it isn't a get doesn't make it that it isn't a get. Ibayluhu. Now the Gemara asked the question, Harehu Cheris. If somebody makes a statement, Harehu Cheris, Mahu, what will be the din? Amalei Ravina Rav Achabrei de Rava, Vamalei Rav Achabrei de Rava Rav Ashi, Maishna, Harehu Hegdish, Harehu Hefker. They're just like we find by Hegdish and Hefker that they're valid Lashonis. Here too, they are going to be valid terminology. So now the Kumar asks a new question. Somebody went and nullified the Shlichus. Ask the Gemara, Chayzu Megarish Ba or Eina Chayzu Megarish Ba? Can he use this get after he nullified the Shlichus again or not? That means, he sent the get, let's get the story. He sent the get, he then told the shliach, change my mind, or told the wife, and then he changes his mind again. He does want to get divorced. What is the halacha? Says the Gemara to Machloikis. Rav Nachman Machoiz Megarish Ba, it can be used again. Rav Sheshis Omer, Ein Achoiz Megarish Ba. So I saw a beautiful explanation. So Pash Pshat, let's go slow. Pash Pshat in the Gemara, the way that we showed him and our Gemara explain it, is it goes back to what we said. The get is a get. The only thing we're being mevatel is the shlichus, but not the get. And therefore, it could be reused. The other mandama says that included a bit of shlichus is destroying the validity of the get. But Taisvis and Masech the Gedushin, and Rav Chanan spends time in explaining the Gemara according to Taisvis, says a different pshat. He says, you know, a get is like a dollar bill. He says, I can't say that this dollar bill, because I don't want it to be a dollar bill, should no longer be a dollar bill. A dollar bill is a dollar bill. So Rav Chanan explains the machloikis of Nachman and Rav Sheshis according to this understanding. He says, we know in halacha that actions cause results. If we want to use the yeshivish language, it causes a chalois. It causes something to happen. But now the question is, what does that mean? Does it mean that the chalois happens by itself? Or is the happening of the chalois really something that's included in what I accomplish? And let me explain what I mean, what Rav Chanan means. He says we find two types of chalois in halacha, two very different situations. One is a kinyan. We know that in halacha for a transaction to be considered halachically valid, we need a kinyan. But the kinyan itself is not enough. Just because we have Mashiach, Hagbah, whatever type of kinyan we're going to do, the kinyan has to also be that I want that this item should be transferred from me to you. So there the chalois doesn't happen automatically. The chalois requires my intent. But sometimes the chalois doesn't require my intent. What's the example? It's a very nice example. If I shecht an animal, I shecht it properly, and the animal is kosher, could I say, you know what, I shechted the animal properly, but I don't want it to be a kosher animal. It's not up to me. Once you shechted the animal properly, the animal is automatically kosher. Says Rav Chanan, that's the machloikus of Nachman Rav Sheshis. According to Rav Nachman, the get is a get. It's a dollar bill. Once the get is properly written, it's like the animal that's geshochten. I can never undo that. Whereas Rav Sheshis says, it's like the kinyan. And if I want to undo a kinyan, it won't be a kinyan, so too here. Beautiful explanation of Rav Chanan. So, Taisus, and most Rishonim here, explain Rav Nachman's opinion, that you could always reuse the get. No matter what my intention was, I could always reuse the get. It's interesting that the Rambam says that even according to the Rav Nachman, that says, Chayzer Megarish Ba, that I could reuse the get, says the Rambam, that's only when my intention was only to be mevatel the shlichus. So there, according to Rav Nachman, my intention was never to be mevatel the get, and therefore I could reuse the get. But says the Rambam, that let's say I specifically intended to be mevatel the get. It was obvious, and it was clear, I articulated that that's my intent. Even Rav Nachman will agree that that get can't be reused. So the Sefer Taras Gittin explains that the machloikus of Tosfos and Rambam is what does the bit, what, when I say clearly I want to be mevatel the get, what am I being mevatel? According to Tosfos, I'm mevatel the shliach that I appoint the nap to deliver the get. So that is just one element that I was mevatel, and then I could change my mind because the get is still a good get. The Rambam, however, holds, says the Sefer Taras Gittin, that I'm a mevatel, when I am explicitly saying that I'm being mevatel this document, what am I being mevatel? It goes back to another shaila that we discussed. The Sefer who writes the get on behalf of the husband, does he have to be the shliach of the husband? The Rambam is going to hold that he has to be the shliach of the husband. And when somebody's mevatel beferish the get, he's being mevatel that shlichus. So if the Sefer was never the husband's shliach, the get is disqualified from its inception, and therefore the Rambam will hold that even Rav Nachman will agree in that case that you can be mevatel the actual get. Says the Gemara, V'kaim alon, Helchus HaKavaseid Rav Yochanan Dama Chazeres, the halacha is a mesechta kedushin. If somebody says to a woman, become my wife with this money, and the kedushin should be valid in 30 days. And she accepts the money. And the halach is, she could retract before the 30 days, before that 30th day comes. So you see that you can be mevatel. So why here can't you? Answers the Gemara, you can't compare gittin to kedushin. Hachi hashta, hasam diba v'dibahu. The kedushin was affected through her accepting it, and now she's retracting it. And therefore, osi diber, mevatel diber. The first Dibur was, I am accepting the Kedushin, the wife says, and now she's saying, I don't want to be married. However, he could retract his words, as we've been explaining, the document remains a valid document under all circumstances, and his saying that I don't want the document to be a get can't change the fact that this is a properly, halachically accepted written get. So we learned in the Mishnah. But it's not the husband, it's the wife that's being mevatel. The wife doesn't write it out, the wife just accepts it with her mouth. So we learned that they used to be able to be mevatel the get in front of a bezdin. And even though, as we learned, say to Rishayim, we don't hold that way, and you could only be mevatel the shlich to the shlich or to the wife, we're going to learn tomorrow's shir, there are opinions that say that if the evidu were mevatel incorrectly, the bittel is a valid bittel. So we need to understand, what is the Bezdin? How many members are in that Bezdin? Rav Nachman Amufnei Beis, 2 members. Rav Shesh Amufnei Gimel, 3 members. Rav Nachman Amufnei Gimel, because all over in Shas we know Bezdin Ketani. A Bezdin has to be 3 individuals. Rav Nachman Amufnei Beis, 2 individuals are enough. Because we find in Halacha, Lebei Trade Nami Bezdin Karilahu. 2 are considered a Bezdin also. Where? Where do we see that 2 individuals are considered a bezdin? From the halacha of a prosbul. We know, as we discussed, in Shemitah, all debts are cancelled. Hillel came up with a way of avoiding that problem. Otherwise, as Hillel said, nobody's going to ever want to lend money to anyone else because Shemitah's coming and the debt is cancelled. What did Hillel say? Hillel said, write a prosbul. And most Rishonim explain what is the prosbul accomplished. That you're giving over the debt to Bezdin, and Hilchos Shemitah don't apply to Bezdin. Masrani lefnechem, Pliny had the yoinim, Shemakim Pliny, you're giving it over. And there you have to give it over to a Bezdin. And the Bezdin, the Brisa says, Pliny, it's 2 people. So you see that 2 people are considered a valid Bezdin. Rav Sheshes, who says that you need to have 3, what will he do with this Brisa that says 2 are enough? Answers Rav Sheshes, they really need 3 dayanim. The Brisa doesn't mention 3. It's obvious that you need 3. Amram Nachman, from where do I know that 2 are enough for prosbul? The Tanan, had the yanim chayisim lamata, you could have the yanim sign the prosbul, or Adam sign the prosbul. My lav, dayanim dum yad Adam. We're comparing the dayanim to the Adam. My Adam. Just like by Edom, you need Shnayim. After Yonim, Shnayim are enough. Rav Sheshes. How will Rav Sheshes explain this price? Midi area. Hakadisa v'kadisa. If you're choosing to have Edom sign the prosbol, two are enough, because you always only need two Edom. If you're choosing to use Dayanim, you need three Dayanim. Ask the Gemara. Lomeli lemisni Dayanim, lomeli lemisni Edom. Why do we have to, why does the Braisa have to mention both Dayanim and Edom? Obviously, either way is an acceptable way of affecting a prosbol. Answers the Gemara. Sometimes the version of the prosbol written, Rashi says, as I'm speaking to you, Dayanim. So if the language of the prosbol says I'm speaking to Dayanim, you would assume that the signators should be Dayanim. Sometimes the prosbol reads, I'm speaking to you, Edom. And you would think that then you need Edom signing. Kamash Malan, the Lashon Edom, which means that the Brice is teaching us that even if I wrote it in a language as if I'm speaking to Dayanim, I could have Edom sign. Or even if I wrote it in a language that I'm speaking to Edom, I could have Dayanim sign. So why does Rav Nachman, the truth is it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. All of us know that the minimum Bezdin is three members. And all of a sudden Rav Nachman says that two is enough. Why is Rav Nachman saying that two is enough? So the Mefarshim explain, we're going to learn Masechta and Sanhedrin, that Rav Nachman is of the opinion that Shnayim Shedonu, the named din, even if you have two members of a Bezdin, it's a valid Bezdin, as Shemnikra Bezdin Chotzef. Why is it Bezdin Chotzef? Because it's an even number. So Rav Nachman says that really halachically a two-member Bezdin is considered a Bezdin. Rav Sheshes says, no, the minimum amount of a Bezdin is three individuals. So I saw from Rav Yosef Engel, he says a beautiful explanation in the machloikis of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Everybody knows that if we have a bezdin of three individuals, and now when they come to make a decision, there's a vote, and two feel one way, and one feels the other way, so we'll follow the majority. Acharabim lahatas. We follow the majority. So what is the machloikis of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? Rav Nachman learns, says Rav Yosef Engel, that when we have two out of the three paskening in one direction, it's not that the third person now is agreeing to the other two. He isn't agreeing with the other two. He's saying one's way, and the other two are saying the other way. The Torah says you only need two out of three. So what is the Torah telling us? That you only need two individuals. Rav Sheshes says that what happens when you have a bezin of three? You don't have a situation that it remains two against one. The Torah says that since the one is the minority, he now becomes included the majority. So how many people do you have? Three. That's why Rav Sheshes says the minimum amount of Bezdin is three. But then I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger says that certainly this is only in a case like ours where there's no debate. Somebody's being mevatel or somebody's running a prosbol. But when there's a real din Torah on the table, you always need at least three people. Otherwise you have a Bezdin Chotzov. There's no machlokes about that. So I saw Rav Shlomo Kluger asks, the Medrash says that who were the Dayanim, who were the judges that were judging Paroi? Moshe v'Aaron. But Moshe v'Aaron are only two people. And when you're talking about a debate, we just said that everybody agrees you need three people. So how could Moshe v'Aaron been enough to judge Paroi? So Shlomo Kluger says, what did we just say? What did we just say a Bezdin of two people is called? A Bezdin Chotzef. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Im Ikesh, Im Chosat Tzchasod, Im Ikesh Tzpatel. With a Mechutzef, you're allowed to act in Mechutzpah. Pari was a Mechutzef. That's why he could be judged by a Bezdin Chotzef. What
happened? Oh, this goes back to Pesach. I'm just not healing, so the doctor says I have to keep off of it. Yeah, if you could throw it in your throat. Put it in your mouth.
Can you get the visual or just for you?
What's that? Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you. Much too. Built to. Done this with somebody. Yeah.